listening people. We know the music, don't we? This is Pastor John in Los Angeles, California. Y'all got your tree up yet? Got all the presents? House all decorated, right? Yeah, you're gonna spend that money, aren't you? Listen.
Ever since I was just a little girl.
You know, this is what I want you to do. I want you to think about doing something extremely different this Christmas. Now, I'm only talking to the believers. I'm only talking to the ones that call themselves genuine Christians. This is what I'd like you to do. You live in a metropolitan area, large city. Like for me, I live in Los Angeles. Where you live? They got a downtown area. It's raining in Los Angeles this morning. It's cold. Here's a Christmas gift I'd like you to think about wrapping under your tree today. I want you to go downtown. Take a little time to do it. Go downtown. Find a person that's homeless. Now, this is only if you have a large enough house to do this in. It's Christmas, right? What you can do is you can go out there and give a proposition. You can give them a card with your name and number on it and say, I'm Brother such and such, the nice Christian. And I'd like you to take that homeless person. And I'm not talking about somebody that may come in your house and rob you and rape you and beat you upside the head, because that's stupidity. I wouldn't ask you to do that. But somebody that's truly homeless and having a hard time out there. That's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to take them in your home, give them a shower or a bath, let them bathe, feed them. You got extra room? Put them up till New Year's. Feed them, take care of them. Try to get them on their feet, try to work through social services. You got all them cell phones, right, that you gave your children, and you just calling your friends to do all that. Call social services and see whether you can help somebody out. If you're one of those kind of Christians who want to pray for them, get on your knees and pray with them every night. After a day or so, they be cleaned up, smelling all good. Let them sit at the table with you and eat Christmas breakfast, lunch, and dinner with you. Adopt them as a part of your family. Love them as your Christ would. Why don't you do that this Christmas instead of throwing all your money away? You know what I told the boys the day? I said, guys, I got to go to the college. I ain't got no money to give you guys this Christmas for... I can't give you anything. No, they said, we don't want nothing from you anyhow. But they got room and board and food, a place to lay their heads. What are you people doing out there this list? I'm serious. I want to bring it home. You hear what the guy is saying in the background? There's an awful lot of homeless people out there that ain't got no daddy to hold them and anything like that. But you would be the daddy and the mama that would hold them. I just want you to think about that as you prepare to end up your Christmas shopping for the holiday and go out there and spend all that money and do all that stuff. You know, I know how it is. I know how it is. And then I'd like to hear from some of you. Whether you think I'm crazy. Now, I've already done it. See? Oh, more Christmas music. Yeah, you'd love for PJ to play some Christmas. I'm trying to put the thought out there for you. Let's listen to a little bit more music. Everybody's happy, right? Are you happy listening to me?
Hang on, mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better.
Uh-huh.
This Christmas and now.
See, I know how the black family is. I know how we are. One of the young men was telling me when Christmas came at his house, his people would go around giving them crisp $100 bills. There's a lot of homeless people out there that haven't seen a $100 bill since they lost their house, sleeping in their cars, everything else. What are you doing, Christians? This is Pastor John just doing what he does. I know some of you despise me for this. I'm sitting up here right now in a little pain in my house, but that's cool. I can deal with that. I want you to think about that this Christmas as you get out there and get in those malls and places and spend up all your money, all of it. I remember last Christmas I was dating someone and I was out and she had a lot of money. She was just spending money. Went to a strip mall somewhere and just started spending money like it was, ice melting. I didn't have no money. I didn't buy nothing. Maybe a couple of things for me that I'm still wearing. But I know how it is. Think about others. Not only this Christmas, but the rest of your life. Or take that name Christian off of your sleeve. Like I said, you got a homeless center downtown. And please, don't go down there giving them that same old sorry food you cook every year and think you're doing God's service. Move beyond that. Do what's right. This is Pastor John in Los Angeles. You want to send me an email to this? Fine. You don't? Fine. You know the word. The drill, that is. Stay in the word. It's Christmas.